Robbie Davis lives right across from Comer Cox Park, over on the northeast side of town. He plays basketball on the courts there regularly. He says it's a good place for his four kids to also play and socialize with the neighborhood. He was witness to the shooting death of 19-year-old Andre Booker III.
Basically, we were just all playing basketball, just having a good time, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, you heard shots ring out, and everybody ran. We looked over, and he was running. He fell, and it was just nothing like led to it, you know what I mean? It just happened. It wasn't a fight or anything, so it was crazy.
Davis says it'll be a while before he feels safe again at the park. The fatal shooting of Booker led to a car and then foot chase that ended on another side of town in Leland Grove. Police say they have apprehended four suspects. Springfield Police Chief Kenny Winslow was at a vigil at the park the day after the shooting. He commended those who worked with the police and helped them capture the suspects.
Far too often, we turn the blind eye because we don't want to get involved because it's not my problem. It's not in my backyard. I don't want to be in fear of retaliation. Nothing's more frustrating than when we show up on one of these horrific scenes with 15 or 20 people in this chaos and nobody saw nothing. We got to have people who are going to step up and say, enough's enough in our community. Enough's enough in my neighborhood.
The head of the local and state NAACP chapter, Teresa Haley, was also there. She echoed the importance of community members being vigilant and working with police.
And I'm asking everybody, when the NAACP says we're having a town hall meeting, I don't care where you live. You don't even have to live in Springfield, but if you work in Springfield, shop in Springfield, and you're concerned about this community, we're asking you to come out to voice your opinions. But also, when you bring problems, bring solutions.
Overall, Springfield police have responded to more reports of shots being fired this year than last. Three people were shot and killed in the month of May. One was a pregnant woman who was shot on a city sidewalk. Her baby was delivered via C-section. Winslow says he blames two loosely formed gangs.
What we see in our community is not what you think of when you think of traditional gangs. A lot of times they're referred to as a hybrid gang. And when I say that, what I'm talking about is that there is no real hierarchy or structure in that. There is no geographical turf. There is no I'm flagging these colors kind of thing. That's not what we see here.
Winslow says members of the groups have gotten wise to the fact that overt gang affiliation can come with harsher penalties for crimes. There are more meetings that have been planned and organized in relation to the increase in crime. The mayor's office has said it is addressing the issue and looking at solutions to youth programming within our community. After the officials began to leave the park at a vigil for Booker, kids and neighbors showed up for their own with balloons and signs to commemorate the death of their friend, someone many described as a good person and talented athlete. 18-year-old Caleb Barnell says he recently moved to Springfield to escape violence. He had befriended Booker.
He was looking for a way in life, not just playing basketball out here or playing 2K on the Xbox One. He was a loner. All I know is that he seemed like a good kid, quiet, minded his own business. Like he said, he told me he was a basketball star at Southeast. Like, he's your normal, everyday kid.
Barnell says he helped Booker get a job and the two worked together. They had talked about going to church the night Booker died. Barnell blames himself for not following up on the plans. Of course, it's too much blame for one young man to shoulder.
We need to stop all this stupid gang petty crap. There's nothing real about it. The people who started that are influencing kids to do dumb stuff. Not only are they influencing them to do dumb stuff, they're taking a lot of people's lives in the process, and we don't need that.
The third person to die as a result of a shooting in the city last month was a 13-year-old who was apparently shot on accident by another child. Summer months are notorious for coming along with an uptick in crime. As the weather warms and people grieve the loss of loved ones, many hope their memories will not be in vain. I'm Rachel Otwell.